So the joy of repentance, this theme of joy, the word rejoice, the word joy is throughout the scriptures this morning. Maybe it's a good point to reflect. What's our position, our disposition towards repentance for ourselves and for others? The tax collectors and the sinners are drawing near to Jesus, but the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain. They were stuck in their own self-righteousness, their own box of how the world should be, how God should respond. And they were unable to see the miraculous work of Jesus in their life. How do we respond when we see those who were the furthest away being returned back to the Father? There's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 who didn't need it. I mean, Jesus tells some outlandish parables. Which of you who have 100 sheep would leave the 99 to go get the one? None of you. I mean, we hear it so often, we think it's a nice story, and it's a great story, and it's a great reflection on the heart of the Father. But practically, who would leave 99 sheep to go find one and risk losing the other 99? None. Who would go and find a coin, all of us, but then throw a party and rejoice and spend more money than the coin was worth that we found? It doesn't really make any sense. But neither does God's love. Neither does the act of repentance. So where St. Paul can say he counts everything as rubbish, nothing compares to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Do we believe that? Have we put behind us everything, including the presidential election, to rest securely in the joy of knowing Jesus Christ? And do we want others to know that same knowledge, that same joy? Because it wasn't only the sheep that was rejoicing when they were found. The whole community was rejoicing. So when we repent, the community should rejoice. We shouldn't be complaining like the Pharisees and the scribes when the tax collectors and the sinners are drawing near to Jesus. You know, I've said before and I've thought, well, now it's difficult to be in the hospital just wandering around, but if you've been when a baby is born, some hospitals play little nursery rhymes throughout the whole hospital whenever a baby is born. So let the world know it's a joyful event. What if every time we came out of confession, the same joyous chorus was singing so that we could repent, we could rejoice over one sinner? We pray for that grace to know our own sin, to put it all behind us, and like St. Paul, come to the unsurpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we pray for the grace to share that with others so that we can rejoice with them when they return. Because this is the whole message of Jesus. He came to seek those who were lost, to save the sinner. And through our baptism, when we enter into Christ and we live a life of virtue and grace, then we become Christ to the world. We bring that light of repentance and joy to everyone we meet. So in these days of anxiety and confusion, let's not forget the unsurpassable joy of knowing Jesus Christ. Amen.